You ready?
I'm ready.
You're listening to what the hell are you guys doing right now?
He took the earphones off. Hold on, we're listening.
Wait, you guys are listening to the Lounge Talk Podcast with your girl Ann Carter, DJ L Boogie,
and your boy brother Jay.
Also, we have in the building Aunt Deezy, Anthony, Son of Motown Sound. We got Crafty Man. We got Christopher Terrell. We got Mia Asia. Happy MLK Day.
Happy MLK Day.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Martin Luther the King. Oh, wow. The King. Martin Luther the King. This is episode number 72. Did I say that already? I don't even
Not
know.
Yet. I don't think so.
I got a little distracted.
No, you're right. For good reason. For good reason.
Man, how my brother's doing? How you doing, Brother Jay?
I'm good. You know, just enjoying the day. Definitely participated today out here in the Northern California area.
I was there
down at the convention. And was there with the NAACP as well as Cover California. So I was informing the people left and right about civil rights and what the NAACP was about.
Okay.
All that wonderful stuff. Okay. And got to see choirs, different vendors.
Nice.
It was good. Was able to connect with people.
Was this all downtown in one place or was it multiple locations?
It was multiple locations as far as the marches. There was marches that started out in various community centers. Excuse me, Oak Park.
Everybody
kind of
got that cough. I've had it for a month, man.
Oh man, yeah.
Oh, stay away from me.
No, I mean, it's, you know,
I'm good.
It lingers.
Yeah,
oh, that's not good.
I feel pretty good though. You know, that could be some other element that's creating that cough, but. But I can assure you, I feel great in health.
Covered California.
Indeed.
You got your benefits. He is.
You know, stay hydrated, drink your water. You know, there's a lot of things you can, you know, naturally do to keep it right. But yes, it was a good day. I was active. I was within the community, and that was cool.
Nice.
And how about you guys?
How's your day going, Anthony?
What'd
you do?
I didn't do much. I wanted to do something. Everyone asked me like where everything was happening. I don't know where to find out like what's happening. I felt like, you know, years ago I knew more about
as far as where like the celebrations marches and stuff like that. You haven't really been on social media too much, huh? That because you'll see it on there.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. You know. He like. Well. You just answered.
Yeah. So I didn't do anything.
It seems like it's pretty much always downtown or it'd be a walk from like City College.
There's the Oak Park Community Center. There's also, I believe, Grand High or somewhere around in that area.
Is that where the march starts and then it ends downtown?
Well, different areas start at the same time. Yeah, various start points.
Yeah.
Okay. And they all meet up at the convention center. So
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't go. I actually
People running into furniture tonight.
The funny bone.
I just took Kalia to her doctor's appointment. That was it. That was it. We just had our mommy daughter day and kind of relaxed a little bit.
Yeah, I think I recall that you made mentioning to that. So yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
health as well.
We did that. Usually her appointments are around the same time, so she'll have her dentist appointment right after that. She'll have a doctor's appointment because I try to stay on top of those with her. So it's important. Hey, it's important. You gotta let parents know. You know, in the black community, parents wasn't always taking on kids on the regular appointments and shit.
You know, the first time I went to a dentist, I was 28. Isn't that crazy?
See?
Damn.
But I like,
mean, that's hey,
no,
a lot of brothers and
honest,
sisters.
But
like, that's transparent,
no, for
though.
Real.
Like the. But
real, that means like
the studio audience.
The dentist told me I took good care of my.
You did a good job for not going every six months to get cleaning.
I was afraid to go. That's why I took the 20. Cause I could have went earlier, but I was just terrified because I had never gone.
Right.
Oh, I be going and I still be scared of motherfuckers. So I don't be wanting to go.
Yeah. No malpractice popping off.
I don't be wanting to go. I have to have work done, so that's usually scarier when you gotta go into something.
I just don't think dentistry is like natural. Like I don't think God intended for people. You know what I mean? Like we don't do that to animals or anything else. Like I don't think dentistry is necessary. I just think you need to take care of your
teeth. Right. Teeth, brush and floss.
Right.
Yeah. But if
something happens, I mean, it's preventative maintenance that we're supposed to have been going to do, so he wouldn't have to be getting in there and.
But you're definitely you're not gonna give a lion a teeth cleaning, you know. I believe that. I mean, that's just me. I just think like man made that because they give us like sugar and candy and they mess up our teeth. So, like I don't think
they create a problem so they can make money off of us.
Because
that's one theory
in
that's
the order. Yeah, you know, it's like Skittles and stuff like that. That messes up your teeth.
Man,
anyway, I'm sorry.
I don't know how we went.
I feel about that. No dentist.
Yeah. But you know, some people just don't trust doctors and all that too.
Oh yeah, and that's a whole nother story.
Because you know, there's so much. You know, they used to. I mean,
you're about to hit us with the Tuskegee experiment.
I felt the Tuskegee experiment coming on.
That's what I was. I just couldn't remember the word Tuskegee.
Yeah.
It was coming.
You sure you ain't hit some of this?
Stacy told me I got contacts, so I'm sorry.
Never know.
So you guys just had a show recently, right?
Yeah.
Right? How was that? I know you weren't up on the stage, but...
Well, yeah. Man, I was. Wasn't
were
I?
You no, up there? No, you got a verse? Also?
I was. I really
you
was.
You singing hooks now?
But it was... It was
how was it?
How was it? It went pretty well.
Yeah?
Yeah. We're good.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Serious.
You don't want to elaborate, okay?
The name of the band is Dr. Gnome. You can see them on February 2nd, and Lance will be playing drums for us.
Okay. Where's that going to be?
The Sunshine Event Center on Elk Grove, Florence.
Okay.
Exclusive.
And they're running commercials on 97.5.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Had
to catch that.
Word up.
Yeah, you're...
Word up. Show out to see Boogie on the drums.
You're the plus one.
Oh, man. I'm the plus one. Shit.
She's like, I don't want to go.
The studio audience is lit tonight.
Extra lit.
The studio audience is lit tonight. Oh my goodness.
It's the contact. I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness.
Woo! I don't even be Boogie's plus one for nothing. He be putting me to work, so I be carrying bags, speakers, and shit.
No, I mean, I told him. I said, I be
cold blooded.
I said, Stephanie's your plus one. You guys are good.
I didn't hear nothing about this.
For
see?
Drinks.
He didn't even tell me. He didn't even tell. That's how he do it.
She's about to be
that's
a key grip. She's about to be the key grip.
Do you carry the drums for him?
No, I ain't carry drums. I carry DJ equipment, but the whole drumming thing is going to be a little bit different.
Yeah, well,
putting them drums in the car.
It's a benefit, and once I get my text message up, I'm going to tell you. I'll tell you
more information.
Let the people know.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's a charity. So
nice. Nice. Did you guys hear about Kamala Harris running for president?
I did.
Yeah. I did as well. Yeah. I did.
Like every black person in America sent me a text and was like, Kamala's running. And I was like, oh, like who's Kamala?
No,
I do know who. I do know who she is though, because a friend of mine works for her. So, I was aware of Kamala. Like it was like 3 or 4 years ago. It was she's gonna run for president. You have to vote for Kamala. You know, this is a friend that works underneath her.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
How do you guys feel about her running? I was reading something earlier about how many black men she has put in jail, and people are concerned about.
I was like, black men as what? That she's what?
A black man. That,
I don't know about the black men she done that to.
Right. Okay.
But,
The part she's played in their incarceration, like a huge amount of black males. They said she's going to put more people, more black males in jail than the Clintons.
Is that the agenda?
That's what's being said. I had to do my own research, but that's what's being said.
That's going to be a tough one, though, I think, overall.
I mean, but like, look at our options, though. I'm like, you know? So, yeah, man.
I'm glad it needs to happen, though. But
yeah, man.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm for it. I hope it just doesn't do something like, it's always a mathematical thing that I've learned in terms of presidential elections. So what concerns me is just strategically, you may have some really good candidates out there this year.
And it might split the vote.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Right. Of the preliminaries, right? What do they call it? It's not the preliminary. They might...
I think the primary.
The primary. Not the preliminary. The primary.
So I'm hoping that doesn't happen. Other than that, I'd have to do my research. You know, I'd seen a person make a good note about how when she ran for DA, you know, everyone was all for it. And when she was going for re-election, she ran via landslide. And as a senator, her and Cory Booker pushed for legislation to make lynching a federal hate crime.
So that's not a crime yet?
It is now. They got the law passed.
Oh, no.
ain't that bananas?
Like, yeah.
That's bananas. So...
Someone can still
In addition to that, she also stood up against corporate donations, supported lower taxes for the middle class, legalizing marijuana, the Dream Act, and so there's a body of work that shows that she is willing to sort of make some really good changes some forward thinking.
Where does she stand on foreign policy?
Where does she stand?
I'm kidding. I don't know. I just threw that out there.
Yeah, no. I would imagine.
Hey, I couldn't answer.
Let me say this. I would imagine a little bit better.
Better than the incumbent?
A little bit better than the current resident in office. I would probably imagine a little bit better. But yeah, other than that, you know, I'm not mad at it. You know, I'm also, though, excited for Elizabeth Warren if she runs. And I think she might. I think Elizabeth Warren's going to run.
Yeah, she is. But, I mean. She's a little bit, like, she's liberal. I don't know. But I don't know. We have to just see.
Yeah,
but.
I mean, recently she gave a really great, what you call that when you are the keynote speaker to the
debate? I don't know. I'm just throwing things out here. I don't really know.
to college, though. It was a randomness. No, college graduations.
The keynote.
She was like the closing speaker. She was at
like
a Morgan.
Keynote speaker?
The keynote speaker.
That's what we're gonna go with. Lack of a better phrase, but for Morgan State, the current Morgan State graduating class.
Okay.
She did like this really, really good closeout speech, and just in talking about how racism does still exist and it does happen in corporate America, and it is true that even with the degree, there's certain things you're going to have to deal with, and as a people, you know, we got to change the rules.
Yeah, because racism never goes away, it just changes form.
Right.
Yeah.
It knows, right. You know what I mean? It just kind of changes form.
But, you know, so by 2050 something, I mean, we're not too far out from America, at least, being more predominantly a place of color than a place of whiteness. So when that happens, you know, you would think that racism wouldn't be as big of a thing.
It's time to move to Canada when that happens. I think.
Oh, really?
I'm kidding.
You have no hope. You think it's gonna be more hood than not?
Yeah, I don't know. But I just know that. A lot of these systems have to come, you know, down. And like, it's the government that keeps the systems up because of, like, money and things like that. So I think that, you know, someone has to take a wrecking ball to a lot of this stuff that's going on.
Did you guys hear about Nathan Phillips is his name?
A wrecking ball, yes.
A wrecking ball. Shut up. So, you're gonna throw me so off course. So, you know, in changing form, there's these young cats that. Do you know about this story, Brother Jay? The white kids in the MAGA hats, and how they were mocking the native elder.
Yeah. Oh, did someone go off on them and got to saying like, oh no, I didn't catch it.
You didn't catch
that. I didn't catch it. I think there was somebody that went off on and says, God, I forgot what he said. He clowned though. He had like asked him a question.
Well, they were sitting there like trying to mock this man. Says here, the belligerent children who come from the bellies of people that think this is allowed behavior. This is the face of terrorism in the so-called United States, and they're young. There's these young white boys, and they're coming there for March for Life. But look at how, if you can see this video, Brother Jay, like they're mocking this native elder, and one of them like gets up in his face, and it's just like staring at him with this smug look and this smile on his face, just like so disrespectful, and it went viral. And so he's trying to change the story and say, oh well, we were just trying to be peaceful, and they're trying to paint it out to be like we're racist. Now, okay, come on, you guys all had on MAGA hats. You were all making fun of this Native American man. Wow. Don't try to change it now because everyone's seeing who you are.
Right.
And yeah, it's crazy. Like look at the way he's looking. He's just sitting there all smug and smiling.
Wow.
You can tell when someone's being disrespectful.
Yeah. And like, I think I remember what one of the dudes, now I didn't see that one, but I remember another one where the guy said, show me or name me one black Mexican, Native American, Hispanic, or Chinese that didn't shot up any of these schools.
Oh, I did see that. They all turned around and walked off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, he clowned.
Yeah,
on that.
I did see that. But I did.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
That's crazy, though. And I guess that they started shouting, built that wall.
That's crazy.
I'm like, you know, the wall is just a symbol for white supremacy.
Right.
What does that have to do with anything?
Statistics show that criminally it has nothing to do with immigration or anything like that. So, you know, anybody, especially someone that's not of color, that's trying to, you know, get into that, you know, if they sit down and have a real intelligent conversation, they'll come to realize that it just doesn't make sense. That's not what's holding this country back from being the best country it can be. You know,
I was watching this video earlier with this Hispanic man, and he was laughing at Trump. He was like, this wall, what does he think it's going to do? He was speaking Spanish, but he was laughing the whole time and saying, like, did he not think about planes?
Right. 40%
of us
before.
Come over. Did you see that?
He was cracking
40% of
up.
Us get there by plane. He was like, so what's he going to do next? Try to build a wall to block the planes out? He's so stupid, he might try it.
Right.
I was weak.
Tunnels, you know, but
stairs. Yeah. I saw a picture with some stairs up the side like this. Yeah, you saw that? Yeah. I was like, man.
Like, you can't hold people back. They're going to find a way.
Right. Right.
Period.
But like you said, Brother Jay, like, they're not the reason for what's going on.
Right.
The terrorism and the things that's going on here. It's not the Hispanic community.
Right.
It's not.
Right.
It's not. Yeah. Yeah.
Crazier part is California, Arizona, all these other states used to be Mexico.
Right.
And the original California Constitution is written in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these cities, when you think about it, it's not American sounding cities.
San Diego, San Jose.
Spanish.
Right.
Sacramento. San Francisco.
Vallejo. San Mateo.
Right?
Hello.
It's like, this is Mexico like a bug.
Oh, man.
Look at the name and all these cities.
Did you also see how Cardi B and and Tommy Lauren, whatever that what my name is, we're going at it.
I didn't miss
that. So Cardi B posted a video on her Instagram just about the shutdown and how she's scared for people and all this stuff. Yeah. And so Tommy Lauren's ass is like, oh, look who's speaking up for the Democrats now. Look who they got now. And just like trying to clown and you know, say she was ignorant or something. And Cardi got on Twitter, retweeted her. She was like, oh, back up, I will dog walk you. There's hella memes now with Cardi B walking the dog.
I have seen the memes, and I was like, what are they talking about?
Yeah. Oh, man. She clowned her, though. She did get on there and say something else, too. I was like, tell them Cardi shit. Let them know.
Dog walk.
She said, I will dog walk you, and she did.
That's cold.
That's crazy.
That's cold.
Oh, crazy. Tommy Lauren talking about hashtag build that wall. Oh, you're just as ignorant as... build that wall.
It's just
as ignorant as him.
What can
my
you do?
My song right here. Yeah. Real Simone, Lucky Day.
Oh, nice.
It's my song.
Yeah, he was hitting us with some nice spins. You know, that lead-in song. That was the joint, but...
Yeah, man.
What's the name of this joint again?
This one right here?
Yeah.
Real Simone, Lucky Day. Uh-huh. Don't roll no more, though. I don't need no more. Y'all can add some more. Shoot, I gotta pace myself.
Yeah, you know. And you know, the evening is you know, sort of winding down and everything.
Yeah,
so you know, your
got,
body sort of
got started late tonight too.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, I thought we was really celebrating the holiday.
I thought you wouldn't come through. I heard you had to do some laundry.
I did. I had a mountain of laundry. A mountain.
I hate doing laundry.
Yeah, so
I really do.
You know, I got busy. I ended up doing the laundromat joint, and I knew
that. Oh, you went and
wiped
it out, huh? You said you'd never done that?
No, I have. I just haven't been in a minute.
Oh, okay.
To this joint. I mean, I was so excited. I was excited to see the 8-load washer.
Right.
There's washers with 8 loads, and it's like, that's beautiful. Well,
that's
just
the thing,
one
like,
hit.
It's fast.
That's
I went
a lot.
To
that's,
like
that's
an
8-loader,
a 6-loader, and a 4-loader or something crazy. Yeah.
Damn.
Well, you know, I needed to hit the... I need to hit everything. I say that.
Way faster.
He was like, I was washing everything from the drawers to the comforters and towels.
Oh, yeah.
I had to wash all the shit. All
right. Yeah, it was a lot going on.
You know, sometimes you just got to get it done.
Yeah.
Do you get rid of stuff, too? Like, do you, like, when you start just really pulling out everything, getting ready to do, like, when they're spring cleaning, do you be pulling stuff out, taking it to Goodwill?
Just recently, and I haven't even done the Goodwill thing. But,
you haven't? Oh, Lance stays on that. He makes sure we take our stuff to Goodwill. Did y'all mama used to do that? She did, huh?
Either did the hand-me-down thing, maybe passed it off to some either family and friends. Or possibly, you know, occasionally we've done a Salvation Army thing.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
I just, I donate to this church in the Heights. I forgot the name
of
it. But
that's cool.
There's this lady and I'll just drop it off at her house.
Yeah.
I'll be like,
The church, no, that's cool.
Yeah,
but yes, yes.
So we're going to take a little break.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have been listening to episode number 72 of the Lounge Talk Podcast with your girl Ann Carter, DJ L Boogie. To the left of me, we got...
your boy, Brother Jay.
To the right of me...
Anthony Dean.
Yay, yay.
Anthony Dean.
He was ready that time.
Hold on, this.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lounge talk.
I don't know. I just remember.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wake up feeling so horny.
Yeah.
I can't get out of my mind. Crazy girl is all I see.
Yeah. And you're listening to... Lounge Talk Radio.
It's pool of sugar. Go down in the most delightful way.
All you Valley High wanna play.
And you're listening to the Lounge Talk Podcast. This is episode number 72 with your girl Ann Carter, DJ L Boogie.
And your boy, Brother Jay.
And
Anthony D.
Anthony.
Indeed.
How you like that peppermint tea, Anthony D?
It's good. I'm getting sleepy. Good.
You're getting sleepy now? Yeah. It's good, though. A little touch of honey.
That's nice words. I like that little intro right there. That's like a Katori Walker.
That's a Katori Walker. I think you turned me on to Katori Walker. Yeah. So I started listening to some other stuff. Yeah, he's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
Southern Cal. MC.
What else were we talking about? Oh, yes. Okay. That Gillette commercial. That's what we was about to talk about. Did you see, Anthony, do you know about the Gillette commercial that addresses toxic masculinity? Do you know about this commercial?
No.
Well, basically, all the males in the commercial are they're basically standing up for women by standing up to any men that aren't treating women they're supposed to, the way they're supposed to. In, you know, the time of the Me Too movement and Time's Up and everything, they're just, Gillette is trying to have a positive impact on men and be the example.
Okay.
And
while selling razors, right?
See, now that's where I was gonna go. That's where I was gonna go with it, because just from my, I mean, because the intent and the message behind it is great. But from what I was reading about it, just reactions, because it's kind of divided. Men were like, I just want to get a razor. Like,
right.
You know, like, I don't want to think right. about all that. I just
want
to get.
They don't
a razor.
Want the views, you know, pressed on them. And
feeling
the
like they're it's pressed on them. How do you feel about the commercial, Brother Jay? Did you see it?
Yeah, no, I did. Not on live TV, but
yeah, I found it on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'd seen one where the guys, all of them, was like sort of making an excuse for their sons when they're kids to sort of be a particular kind of way, and mm-hmm. say this particular phrase of, well, you know, boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys, that's right. Boys
and,
will be
boys. You know, I think what some of the backlash, or not even backlash, if you want to call it that, but the pushback was that there were some men that was thinking or felt that, you know, felt like it was painting all the men with one broad brush.
Right.
As if they all raised their boys the same way.
Right.
And that isn't the truth. And it almost sort of, you know, made it almost something similar to, I heard another show host say one time, where he felt that sometimes, even though the statement all men are dogs is commonly used, you know, you should be careful when you fall into going into that. Sometimes guys even rock with that too. Well, you know, all men are dogs. Because if you truly subscribe to that notion, then you're saying that innately the male doesn't have the ability to be just as morally balanced as a woman. And that's not fair. So you have to be careful. On one end, you can play around with that if you want, but at the end, you know, it's automatically almost saying a woman has a higher moral sense, when we're both human and we both have the same moral sense.
Right.
So
I get it.
They feel in the same, that the Gillette commercial almost sort of, it's a gray area, but they almost sort of dance to that notion as
right.
well. So that's where the message gets a little cloudy, yeah. on what Gillette, I think, intent was to do.
Right.
Certainly, I didn't think it was to do that. But
right.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Check it out, Anthony. You got to find it on YouTube.
Yeah, I'll check it out when I get home.
Said I was tired.
I'll go on YouTube and pull that up.
Yeah. Check it out. Other thing we were talking about is the Fyre Festival. So let me give you a little background on that, because I just watched this documentary, and I think the one Hulu's called Fyre Fraud, and there's one on Netflix too. So basically, there's this Fyre Festival that was supposed to happen in 2017, April and May.
Promoters.
Yeah, janky promoters, basically. And it was this cat named Billy McFarlane, and he teamed up with Ja Rule.
Huh.
So, location is the Bahamas, where they're supposed to be having this festival. They, the island that did agree was Great Exuma. And calm down, crafty man. And so look. Okay, they. I can't stand
you. Studio audience is live tonight.
Ain't hype tonight. Too much alcoholic beverages and stuff. Hold on. Okay, I lost my spot.
We, you know, the Fyre.
Fyre Festival. Yeah. It was organized by Fire Media founder Billy McFarlane, rapper Ja Rule, as a luxury music festival to promote the Fire Music booking app, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so they ended up having social media influencers like Kendall Jenner and a model named Bella Hadid and a few other people, and it says many of whom did not initially disclose they had been paid to do so, but they started promoting it, so bunch of tickets started selling, and then next thing you know, there was problems related to security, food, accommodations, artist relations, all this stuff, because they were trying to do this in 4 months, and the dude Billy was a scammer. Wow. Anyway, and so basically, wow, what ended up happening is, so there's the two documentaries you could check out, one on Netflix or the one on Hulu. There's Fire, the Greatest Party That Never Happened is the one on Netflix, and on Hulu is called Fire Fraud. But that cat, Billy McFarlane, ended up being sentenced to 6 years in prison.
Wow.
And ordered to forfeit $26 million for wire fraud.
Wow.
Yeah, and people are like asking Ja Rule how come he didn't go to jail and stuff. Like, they're hitting him on Twitter like the past couple days, because like, I was reading stuff. And he's like, he's like, why would I try to scam people? He's basically saying, I got scammed too. And I have receipts to prove it. So I'm sure you'll be hearing more about that in the coming like week or two. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's janky promoter on a bigger level,
man.
Right there. And it's like, it's crazy too. I mean, I'm going to dance into somewhat a non-related topic, but sort of a related topic, which is, who in the hell trying to pay luxury dollars for Ja Rule?
Man.
For the hits. And then, you know, and I don't want to discredit the hits you have, which you have plenty.
Well, I don't even know if he was going to be performing. He was putting it on with this cat, and they supposedly had like this big lineup of artists, many of which they hadn't even confirmed. Oh. So all of that was a lie, too. There was just all kind of lies going on, and rich people were sending their money in the thousands because they were supposed to have villas you can stay in the Bahamas, and they just promoted it, like, made it look all beautiful. So, and I didn't see the very end either.
Crazy.
That is crazy. Aunt DZ is over here looking like he's really about to fall asleep.
No, I'm not.
You know,
I love Ja Rule. No, I'm saying. No.
I love African Child. I brush my teeth to African Child. I went out and bought 10 copies the first day of African Child.
Just those rainy days.
What would I do without you? What I would I do without you,
baby? Oh, damn, man. That's crazy. Oh, Ja Rule, good luck to you, bro. You don't end up getting caught up and going down with the good shit.
y'all gotta see the movie Get Him to the Greek.
What's it called?
Get Him to the Greek.
Get Him to the Greek.
Yes.
Who's in that? What's that about?
This intern who's tasked with getting this particular pop star from one city to another. He has to get him to the show, like a Good Morning America type show. And the music exec is played by Puffy. And gosh, you remember Superbad?
Yeah.
And the big kid?
Yeah.
He's the one.
Okay.
It's heck of funny. But yeah, so the artist, he's like I can't think of his name of these actors. Anyway, he's like sort of, he has like an English accent. He's like tall, and he's like he's the pop star.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has all these hits, but the songs are so corny, you'd be weak. So one of them is Inside of You.
Oh no.
Inside of You. There's nothing I love more than being inside of you.
You play it.
Then there's a song called African Child. And Puffy's character and the dude, they talking about, you know, just like, do you love African Child? He's like, yeah. He's like, I love African Child. Don't you love African Child? He's like, I hate African Child, but if he asked me, I love African Child. I brush my teeth to African Child. My mama loves African Child. I went to buy 10 copies of African Child the first day it came out. But if you ask me, don't you ever ask me that shit. I hate African Child. hella funny.
What's the name of the movie again?
Get Him to the Greek.
Get Him to the Greek.
Yeah. Funny little industry kind of movie. But anyway, yeah. Janky promoters, you got to watch out for them. You got to watch out for them. I don't know who was going to be on the bill or who would pay for that. But then again, you know, when you have money, I guess you party different. And, you know, the whole, you know, process of kicking it like that, it just probably felt like the same old thing. You just run your credit card. You get out there. You arrive and everything is at your beck and call. And
right.
It didn't happen this time around like that.
Well, he took $26 million.
That's it might have been more than that, but that's what they're getting him for wire fraud. Yeah, wow. Because people wanted to be out there with the stars. They wanted to be able to take nice little pictures for the Instagram.
I'm going to have to check out that special.
Yeah,
but
man.
Speaking of specials and Netflix and things, when was we talking about this new joint? I can't wait to check it out. Killer Mike.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I just started watching that last night. I fell asleep on it, too.
Crazy social experiments.
Yeah, so I had probably got maybe halfway through the first episode.
Uh-huh.
And he was trying to, I can't remember for how many days, but he was trying to only buy black.
Wow.
And everything.
Only buy what?
Black. Buy black from black businesses. Only support black businesses and see how long he could get by doing that. He went in his refrigerator and realized there was nothing from black market or anything in his refrigerator. So he closed the refrigerator and he's like, okay, I need to find a black market. I can't even remember where they filmed this. But he ended up walking like hella far to find a black supermarket.
Wow.
And he was only supporting black businesses. I think he said he was trying, I can't remember if it was a week or if it was less, that he was going to try to do that. Yeah, to see.
I'm going to check it out. It already, doesn't he get with like a gang of Crips or Bloods?
Ooh,
and
see,
introduces him to his business guy and sees if he can get them to sell their own soda.
What? Okay,
it's like
I didn't
a blood soda
part.
Or a Crip soda.
What?
yeah.
some blood orange.
He really got with
some
real gang members
some
and really
blueberry.
It's trying
blueberry
to turn they
drink.
Turn their thing around and empower them in a different way.
I ain't mad at him.
Yeah, he's got some interesting things that's gonna be on that show. So I can't think of the name of it, but Killer Mike, Netflix.
Wait, let me look it up.
Yes.
Killer Mike on Netflix.
Definitely, world. Y'all should check that out. Tell us what y'all think. You know, on the good. You have an email.
Trigger warning.
Yeah, I may have to check out the first episode on the late night tonight or something.
Oh yeah, we ain't shout out the. Shouted out the email in a minute.
Yeah.
You guys, please feel free to email the lounge at theloungeradio@gmail.com. And you can follow us on Instagram at theloungeradio. And you can follow me, Mrs. Ann Carter, on Instagram and also on Twitter at Mrs. Ann Carter.
Get back. Holla back.
Okay.
This would be good. The world, you know. Well, let us know. Let us know how you're feeling. What you want to hear about. What you want to talk about.
Yeah.
What you think about what you heard.
We love feedback and suggestions.
Yes.
Okay, so there was some. We're going to end this out here. And I wanted to, you know, in remembering Dr. Martin Luther King, I'm going to play a little piece of, if I can scroll to it, Martin Luther King philosophy on Tidal. They got all kind of Martin Luther King speeches and stuff that you can pull up.
I only thought there were like three before today, so now I know I need to. I'm gonna research it because I was like, wait, I never
like,
heard
all
this.
All I knew about was I have a dream. I mean, a lot of them is there's like interviews and stuff that you can catch. There's like just a lot of gems, a lot of things that not the stuff that we always heard that was just put out to us like this is it. There's a bunch of stuff you can find Martin Luther King and so. I'll play a little.
Modern psychology has a word that is probably used more than any other word in psychology. It is the word maladjusted. It is the ringing cry of modern child psychology, maladjusted. Now, of course, we all want to live a well-adjusted life in order to avoid neurotic and schizophrenic personalities. But as I move toward my conclusion, I would like to say to you today, in a very honest manner, that there are some things in our society and some things in our world for which I'm proud to be maladjusted. And I call upon all men of goodwill to be maladjusted to these things until the good society is realized. I must honestly say to you that I never intend to adjust myself to racial segregation and discrimination. I never intend to adjust myself to religious bigotry. I never intend to adjust myself to economic conditions that will take necessities from the many to give luxuries to the few and leave millions of God's children smothering in an airtight cage of poverty in the midst of an affluent society.
And passive and nonviolent resistance. Now,
yeah, that was maladjusted, huh?
That was deep.
Huh.
Had me in a whole bunch of afterthoughts on that.
Right.
A whole bunch of afterthoughts.
Right.
We can do a round table on
Go ahead.
Thoughts on MLK or what Martin Luther King is to you or how you guys might feel. Or, I mean, I have my own as well. But.
Go ahead. I'd like to hear what you had to say.
Oh, word. No, I feel like Martin Luther King Jr. is one of the greatest human beings produced on this earth. While not a perfect man, I think his heart and his spirit to humanity is what we all should strive to be. One of the more remarkable things I like, and I have to pick this up, but he has this book that he wrote called Chaos or Community, and it's the very last book out of all the books he ever wrote before he was assassinated. He actually took time to, from what I understand, in order to do the book, was fly out of the States and went to an island somewhere, asked for it to be no electricity, no phones, wow, no nothing like that, so he could just be him and a typewriter and type this manuscript. And this was based on his travels and everything and how he had came to the conclusion that even back then, globally, we have the ability for us to not have hunger or poverty.
Right.
And that the resources were there globally for us as just a humanity,
right,
for all of us to have it and all of us to win and live. Mm-hmm. We just have to really just have the will and the willingness,
mm-hmm,
to really restructure our systems on how we share resources.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think for someone to just take that kind of time out and really be able to spell out logically and realistically what we could do as a humanity, just it's a special kind of a heart. It's a special kind of a care, and I think that's somebody that's just really in tune to you know, just a spiritual place as well as just a humanity kind of a place. So,
right,
you know, I just always thought, you know, for someone that young and even to organize those boycotts, he was only 24 years old.
Wow.
24, 25 years old. That's, yeah. He, just a remarkable guy.
Yeah.
So that's my thoughts and just my hopes that we all can just strive to be a little bit more like that. Think about everybody, not just ourselves.
Right, not just ourselves. Yeah. Stop fearing each other.
Yeah.
Work together and
yeah. I'm thankful. Your thoughts.
Yeah.
Again, that book, Chaos or Community.
What's it called?
Chaos or Community.
Yeah, I think Martin Luther King was like a great man, and like I guess the thing with him was the nonviolent protest, right? So
mm-hmm.
It was, you know, I think while a lot of other people, you know, I think like his ideals were just ahead of his time,
right?
You know, so. And it seems, I don't know, it's kind of odd that we seem to be in the same place today, like the
right,
same issues.
And that's where I'm thinking.
Yeah, so.
Right now that he was assassinated in 1968, I believe. Here we are in 2019, still trying to figure it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Still trying to figure it out. I saw a picture online where President Trump went to
lay a wreath,
yeah, for MLK, for a photo op, basically.
Right, right.
You know, just try to pretend.
Right.
No, man.
Right.
Who you fooling? Who you think you fooling?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Everything you are and everything that you're putting out into this world right now is the opposite of what MLK was all about. So.
Because he could have just went to Chicago or Detroit. <You know? laughs>
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Just sit there. And
right. Yeah.
Hand and down on a book that's put to swear with an oath on a book that you really don't operate by. But
right.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
And shout out to Coretta Scott King, too, because that woman right there,
yeah.
There would be no MLK Day if it wasn't for her.
Mm-hmm. True.
And
salute.
Yeah, salute to her. Yeah. That's all I got, man.
Shout out to Stevie Wonder for writing Happy Birthday for him.
All right. Stevie Wonder salute. All
right.
Happy birthday
to ya.
That's
well.
Oh, yeah, for Martin Luther.
We can go on ahead and wrap this episode up. You guys have been listening to episode number 72 of the Lounge Talk Podcast with your girl Ann Carter, DJ L Boogie.
And your boy, Brother J.
And
Anthony Dean.
Anthony Dean. Yep. Thank you for coming through. Yay, yay.
Hey.
Follow us on Instagram at The Lounge Radio. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, Mrs. Ann Carter. Hit the email up, loungetalkradioshow@gmail.com. Send your song submissions. Show us some love.
show us some love. Yeah, yeah, lounge talk, lounge talk.